This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is Richard Sands. Rich Sands is the CISO, the Chief Information Security Officer of an amazing cybersecurity company, Cyble, C-Y-B-L-E.com. We're going to talk today about cyber threats, the bad actors, what's going on in the deep, dark web. Rich, welcome to the hot seat.
Thanks, Gary. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so it's talk about deep, dark web. It's dark out there. There are so many, not that I go into the dark web often, but I've had to, and I've had people ask me questions about it, and I've seen, you know, medical records for sales by the hundreds of thousands, and corporate secrets for sale, and tools for sale to attack others, and it goes on and on, and so much data, billions of records are for sale if you add up everything across the whole dark web, which means we're probably at risk every day, and the bad guys are usually one step ahead of us. What can you do to help us with this problem, Rich?
No, Gary, you're spot on. There's a lot of information that's sitting out there in the dark web, relevant to you as an individual and to, you know, organizations. So what Cyble is a cyber threat intelligence organization where we help businesses and organizations and governments understand what their risk is out there. What are threat actors saying about them? What information is for sale? What credentials into their ERP systems and HR systems may exist out there? So we monitor the dark web all the time, continuously, using a combination of human intelligence, automated scraping, machine learning modules, and basically we ingest a whole bunch of information that we can provide to our clients to help them understand what their risks are. And obviously being pragmatic about that and making sure you're giving them actionable information that they can leverage.
Now, would this include, for example, geopolitical information, you know, maybe a company's in a certain country or operating in places that, you know, now there's cyber warfare happening and maybe there's some new cyber nation state attacks or cyber terrorists that might be planning things. Can you collect that kind of intel as well?
So we do collect different types of intelligence depending on our audience. So we have a product called Cyble Hawk, which is focused on governments and law enforcement agencies. So that type of information would go in there. We have Cyble Vision, which is focused primarily on the enterprises. And we have MI Breach, which is focused on consumers, you as an individual. So we do have specialists in each of those areas to help make sure the information we collect is very valuable to you, the intended audience.
Rich, hold on a minute. The MI Breach website, that's you guys?
That's us. Yeah.
And that'll tell a person what?
So you can go on mibreach.com and type in a username, a password, whatever it is, and it will tell you if it had been compromised. And then once you authenticate, it will tell you where you've been compromised, where that information is being gathered from. Is it, you know, a well-known breach of an organization that you know? Is it a combo list? Whatever it might be. We put all those things into MI Breach so you as an individual or some smaller businesses are able to see that information to understand what your risks are.
Originally when I heard of MI Breached, I might have checked it out once and typed in my email to see if my email is showing up on dark web lists. And of course, along with that might be password information, as you said. There's lots of PII that people don't think about that's exposed in their mobile devices and their cell phones, in apps they use, plugins they use in the browser to give them a great discount, you know, at the grocery store online or whatever. Little do they know that plugin might have been written by a bad guy or a group, and that'll go in the dark web. And those things can scrape passwords as well. So we are all at risk from the consumer level up. It's really wonderful of you guys to put up MI Breached.
No, we're quite proud of it, and it's helped a lot of people. So you're able to understand where some of your risk exposure is. Another thing we like to do to help the community and the industry as a whole is with our blogs. So we do at blog.cyble.com. We do a lot of research into threat actors, into malware. You mentioned before about the ability to steal credentials and steal credit cards using stealers. We'll do a deep dive analysis of those and just let people know, what are we seeing in there? So we can help other people in the community do this. We can't do this on our own. No cybersecurity company can. We have to work together as an industry. And that's one area that we love to get back on. And, you know, it's also been good because it's been quoted by large media outlets. We've been referenced by the likes of some of the largest companies in the world and their own research as well. So it's kind of good to see what our researchers are able to help others with.
Cybul seems very innovative, and you're focused on a lot of intel that people normally don't have the info on. A lot of people don't even realize how hard it is to understand the dark web, given that usually people are accessing it through pure encryption and hard to find nodes using Tor. So kudos to Cybul for what you've done, and you're doing this in real time.
Yeah, we're doing it. So what we try to do is operationalize cyber threat intelligence. And by that, we mean give you visibility to what's happening in the dark web, but also what's happening kind of an attack surface perspective. We scan the entire internet every day. So for instance, if your organization has a misconfiguration or shadow IT, and I don't know, we'll just say a database is exposed to the internet that shouldn't be, we can actually see when that was exposed to the internet, when it came up, how long it had been there, when you took it down. And then later, if there's a incident or a breach, you can actually kind of do some of that traceability back to what was originally exposed. So that helps us kind of give you that more holistic view. The nice thing about Cybul is we're able to put in a lot of different tools into one platform. So you can just do a search in there and not have to deal with, you know, multiple different vendors to understand your brand monitoring, social media posts, what's in the dark web, what's being said in cybercrime forums in the dark web, as well as on the surface web. We look at all that. Think of us as a search engine for the dark web, where you can put keywords in and get results back across what's in Tor, what's in a cybercrime forum, what's in, you know, social media, what is out there in terms of on your infrastructure or your shadow IT. So it gives you a good holistic view from an outside looking in perspective.
Which, that's amazing. And again, I haven't heard of any company focusing on the dark web with real-time threat intel other than Cybul. And the Am I Breached is a great start from the consumer. We work our way up to the medium to large enterprises. Can anyone afford you? Is it only for the law enforcement and Fortune 500?
No, so we have offerings that cater to a lot of different industries and budgets, right? Also, we have different modules as well. So what makes sense for you as an organization? We have clients that are some of the largest companies in the world. We have startups, right, that are want to make sure they protect their intellectual property. So we're able to scale to what is required for you as an organization. This is a cloud-based solution, so we're able to spin it up pretty quickly and get you up and running, you know, in a matter of hours. So it's quite beneficial from that perspective.
So up and running in a matter of hours, cloud-based, you're not in line, you're not on my network eavesdropping on traffic, you're doing it to the dark web to my benefit.
Correct. It's the outside looking in perspective. What are people saying about your organization? What are the threat actors talking about in cybercrime forums? Are they trying to sell access into your organization as an initial access broker? Are they planning a denial of service attack against you as an organization? Maybe there's a political reason or something like that. Are they trying to sell your data or trade your data? Or are they even asking for your data? So you can start to get clues as to what's happening. And what we do is we provide all that information to you and work with you. And again, as we kind of operationalize cyber threat intelligence, we're able to follow up on that as well. We're not just giving you the alerts. This is going beyond the alerts. We help you with incident response. We can help you with takedown services, you know, malware analysis, whatever it is that you require, we can actually support. So it's kind of a handed glove as you talk about this threat intelligence and helping you mitigate and get through that.
So you get the intel and then we make a business decision on how to handle the risks. Yeah. And you're talking about even a takedown. Does that mean some of the brands, people will, you know, misspell Amazon and put up a bad website pretending they're Amazon or some bank to hoping to get people to scrape their passwords, things like that?
Yeah, definitely. So there's, you know, domains that are out there that are very suspicious. They look similar to one you might have, but there are also ones out there that are, you know, random looking and you just get linked to it. And they may have information out there that you don't want. It could be a copy of a database that you had that's exposed to an open database. So we can do a takedown with the ISP. It could be, you know, social media posts that are out there. We can work with them to determine what makes sense. So it is a matter of just trying to see how do you minimize that risk. Find it as early as possible and then limit its exposure as quickly as possible.
That's wonderful. Now, is this something you said we can turn on within hours? Is this turn it on directly? We go to Cybel.com. Do you have a channel, a reseller model, or it's pure direct? What's the way to buy from Cybel?
Yeah, so the best way to start is just go to Cybel.com and then you can fill out a form and our sales team will contact you. We do work with resellers. We work with, you know, MSSPs. We work with a number of different organizations. If you do want to get up and running quickly, you can go to mibreach.com and log in and then you're up and running. For Vision and Hawk, we have to work through the financials.
That makes sense because you're providing a big service. So that is great. And again, it's pretty much anybody who wants to protect their reputation, who wants to get a step ahead of the next threat that might be coming their way right away, they're going to have real-time intel from Cybel.
You got it. This is industry agnostic and organizational size agnostic as well. It's people that want to understand what their risks are. And, you know, if you have things you want to protect and you're concerned they may be on the dark web or may be talked about, our job is to help you identify if it's out there.
Are there data points in the Cybel dashboard that can be exported in real time or plugged into SIEMs or SIMs or, you know, into my Splunk system or things like that?
No, fantastic question, Gary. And the answer is yes. So we have API integration into the tools that you already use. So we want to make it as easy as possible for you to be able to leverage it. So if you need to pull it into your SOC, your SIEM, your SOAR, whatever it is, we can ingest it there. It's, you know, alert-based driven type things. So it helps. What you can do in the portal, you can do through the APIs, essentially.
That's wonderful. So secure API is available as well. Yeah. And that means really we can leverage you in a way that's seamless in our organizations.
Yep. And we can also integrate things like IOC, so indicators of compromise, into your infrastructure as well through taxi protocols and other technologies to help you get that. Our job is to get you the information you need to help protect yourself.
Rich, is there anything we haven't covered for our viewers and listeners that you'd like to share?
I guess the next thing I would say is just kind of, this is an industry. We have to work together and support each other as we go through this. So we're happy to be a member of that, and we're excited to be in this industry. And yeah, we're just looking to continue to help people.
Now, you're headquartered in Georgia. You're a growing organization. Do you have job openings? And would we send our viewers or listeners to a job page on your site if anyone's interested?
Yeah, definitely. So we're based out of Alpharetta, Georgia. We have resources all over the globe, as you can imagine, need to have people in different regions to be able to get to the scale that we are already at, but we are continuing to grow. So yeah, Cybel.com, you can see our website, and also on LinkedIn, you can see things there as well. So there's different ways to identify and contact with us.
Folks, you heard it here first from Rich Sands, the Chief Information Security Officer of Cybel at CYBLE.com. that we have a way now in real time to shine a light on the dark web and get one step ahead of that next threat.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.